It's a 100-year anniversary party for the Oklahoma Youth Expo next month at State Fair Park in Oklahoma City. The Oklahoma Youth Expo and its predecessor livestock shows have been around since 1915. And for about 60 of those years, the Sirloin Club has been a key support partner of the Junior Livestock Show. They have, since the 1960s, been handing out awards, designating people as show honorees. And there's also been something called the President's Award, handed out to various organizations for their strong support of the youth of the state of Oklahoma through the livestock shows. For 2015, no one individual will be named as the show honoree, but rather OYE and the Sirloin Club have named the state of Oklahoma as the show honoree for 2015, recognizing the hundreds of volunteers that have come from the state of Oklahoma, from either employees or state officials, helping make this show a tremendous success all these years. Accepting the award on behalf of the state of Oklahoma at the Sirloin Club's banquet on Wednesday evening was Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb.
Well, you're absolutely right. 100 years, 10 decades, you can cut a lot of different ways. I said in my remarks that Oklahoma will never divorce itself, nor should it, from farming and ranching economy. It's our backbone and part of our backbone for a long time. My family, personally, it's been that way. But the award I received tonight on behalf of the state, it has been a partnership. State of Oklahoma, those in the farming and ranching industry, and the Sirloin Club since 1952, changing lives and impacting lives they'll never meet. It's very significant, and I was just honored to be a part.
And the Lieutenant Governor says it is all about the young people, agreeing with Tyler Norvell, who said at the banquet on Wednesday evening that the state of Oklahoma is a better place because of the young people that have participated in this show down through the years.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. I've told many people, if you said you can only pick from one pool the rest of your career to hire from, you'd be hard-pressed not to choose 4-H or FFA because of the character, integrity, and those young men and women know what it is to work, to sweat, and care for something greater than themselves.
Barns open for the 2015 Oklahoma Youth Expo officially at State Fair Park on Wednesday, March 11th, and the show goes all the way to Friday, March 20th. That's when the sale of champions is planned for the 2015 100th anniversary Oklahoma Youth Expo. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.